This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 6th. God's word to you today is just go. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, and it says, "Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft, and stubbornness as bad as worshipping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Obeying God is actually very simple. I do not understand why people make it seem so complex. By the grace of God, in my walk with God, one of the simplest things is obeying God. In fact, it is one of the most beautiful things. What else can give you greater joy than making your Father happy? Will obedience be challenging and sometimes even inconveniencing? Yes. But in the final analysis, you are better off. The Bible says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. What that means is, every time you are in disobedience, you are as good as a witch. In fact, in the spirit realm, that is how it is. Let us use a typical domestic example. You agree that the husband is the head of his wife, right? The husband says to his wife, "We are going to do A." A is not a sin, not against God's counsel, not against God's will, and not against God's word. But the wife insists that they must do B. And when the husband refuses to do things her way, she resolves to show him who is really in charge. Husband says A, the wife says B. Then wife wakes up at night and with a rattle in hand, begins to sing praises to God. Heaven says, "Who is that witch singing praises and worship?" This is actually how heavy it is in the spiritual. In some cases, some husbands are weaklings. They resign to the wife's choice in the name of "let peace reign." For such men, the excuse is, "If we do not do things her way, she will starve me on every level." Men, I mean no disrespect, but that is a foolish man. There has to be an Ahab for there to be a Jezebel. Can Jezebel marry Elijah? I have used this domestic example to show us that sometimes we are actually deceiving ourselves that we are spiritual. If we are not obedient, we cut ourselves short, and that is how heavy it is. However, when you deploy the punch of obedience, it is one of the most devastating punches you can give the enemy. Obedience to God may appear risky and senseless, but it is potent nonetheless. The instruction, "Go and show yourself to the priest," was risky because they had leprosy as at that time they were speaking to Jesus. Please read Luke 17, verse 11 to 19. If they had showed up before the priest still having the disease, they would be stoned. The instruction did not make any sense. Shouldn't the cleansing of the leprosy come before the testimony of healing? Jesus sometimes does not make sense. Isaiah 1 verse 19 says, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye will eat of the good of the land." Let us pray. Lord God, I am willing to obey you. Help me obey instantly and completely so that I will eat the good of the land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.